Hello, everybody. Welcome to Down with Lucha Libre, the only podcast out there that supports Crunchy Black and all his activities. I'm your host, Tatsu Liano, sitting here with
Jesse Matthews.
And today, would you like to know what we learned today, Jesse?
What did we learn today?
Today we learned that there are two pornographic parodies of Mario called Super Hornio Brothers 1 and 2.
Nintendo, I bet one's better than the second one.
Probably. Nintendo actually owns the rights to these movies. They bought the rights so that the films could never be released again.
That's I wonder who they bought them from.
I don't know, but I could have sworn, like, there have to be more Mario porn parodies than just those two.
You would think. We need to make a Zelda parody and try to sell it to Nintendo.
Yeah, or Donkey Kong. Like a Donkey Kong Planet of the Apes, like, crossover parody?
There's a long time ago, I forgot who I was with. I think we were going out to JR's, or we were going out somewhere, but for some reason, no, I think it might have been with you. And somebody wanted to buy some kind of sex doll or something.
Yeah, it was me. I was buying an inflatable sheep for my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember we stopped there. I saw a Hocus Pocus porn parody there.
I think about that a lot when I drive past that building. It was the thing I always think about is the fact that when we left, Jonathan was giggling the whole fucking time he was in there. And then, like, we walked past the, right by the front door, there's a shelf that had, like, the porn parody.
Yeah.
They had, like, the Brady Bunch porn parody.
Oh, man.
That 70s show, Monday Night Football, all this shit. And, like, Jonathan saw it and he goes, oh, shit, they sell TV shows here. Like, oh, no, they don't. And they just started laughing.
I want to buy a lot of porn parody movies. If I had any porn or would buy any porn, it would definitely be some porn parodies.
I'll tell you a good porn parody that's fucking hilarious. It's softcore porn. So I watched it on, like, Showtime years ago. It was Spider Babe.
I think I've seen Spider Babe, actually.
That's
before.
A fucking hilarious one.
I have seen Spider Babe.
And then there's Pirates of the Stagnetti and Pirates 2. Pirates 1 was, like, the second highest budgeted porn movie ever. Like, a budget of a couple million dollars. And it was all straight fucking and everything. And Pirates 2 had the even higher budget. And that was a softcore porn. Like, they didn't show any penetration or anything.
Yeah, I remember those movies because our good friend TJ was obsessed with them. Yeah. And he would always talk to me.
No, he was obsessed with Evan Stone. He was not obsessed with any of the girls. He had a man crush on Evan Stone.
I fucking hate Evan Stone.
But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to talk about video game consoles.
We've
talked about video games plenty of times, but we've never actually talked about consoles and our favorite consoles. But before we get on that, we're going to talk about one thing real quick. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah! What did we learn about the Memphis Grizzlies?
No, we don't bluff.
They're fucking awesome, that's why.
This is the Memphis Grizzlies report coming up real quick for all you people that listen out there that don't like the Grizzlies. They manhandled the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks. Actually, they didn't really manhandle the Mavericks. They outscored the Mavericks in the third by 19 points. If that wouldn't have happened, we would have lost the game.
Maybe.
They scored, I think, 16 three-pointers. And we had five. Tayshaun had two. Vince Carter had one. Mike Conley had one. And John Lohr had one. And right now our record is sitting second in the West. We have a record of 17-4. If the playoffs were to start right now, we'd play Dallas.
I'd take that matchup.
And our next two games are against Charlotte tomorrow and against Philadelphia. Charlotte and Philly have won a combined total of, I think, seven games. Seven or six, or I think seven, actually. Have won a combined total of seven games. Don't quote me on that, though, because it may be wrong.
Yes. And I believe the game after those two games is the...
it's the battle for first.
It's the Western Conference Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Everyone thought we had the Western Conference Finals a few weeks ago when it was the Grizzlies versus the Rockets, and we beat the shit out of the Rockets. But no, that was just the Western Conference first round. This is the finals coming up. And Golden State won their 14th straight last night against the Rockets, but they have two tough games coming up against the Mavericks and against New Orleans at home. And for some weird-ass reason, the game against Dallas is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Then there, I really wish it was the other way around, though, that, like, the first game against Dallas was at, like, 7 o'clock, and then the next one was 11 o'clock in the morning. That way they'd been all tired as shit and would get their ass kicked by New Orleans. I don't doubt that they're going to lose to New Orleans, honestly, because New Orleans is a tough team to beat. Like, their record may always, like, show that they're kind of, like, a subpar team, but they're a fucking defensive monster of a team.
Yes, they are.
And if this team makes the playoffs, I could actually see Anthony Davis being the MVP this season. As good of a season as, like, James Harden, Marcus Gasol have had, Anthony Davis is having an incredible season. And I fucking hate him.
I really hate him, too. And he's, like, going to be the next big, like, NBA superstar.
Yeah.
And I really cannot stand him.
And, you know, the Grizzlies, they've been playing great lately. Nick Calathes is back. He came back a couple weeks ago. But he's not getting a lot of minutes because Baino's been doing really well.
Baino.
Tayshaun Prince is playing amazing. He actually admitted yesterday, or the other day, he admitted that the entire season last year he was injured.
I believe it.
And he said that his doctors recommend him to miss the entire first month of the season, but he said he wasn't going to do that, and he played through the pain. And if you look at his stats last year and compare it to how he's playing now, like, there's no fucking, it's like night and day. Like, he's hitting threes like you fucking read about, and he scored like a 20-point game the other day. Like, that's Tayshaun of old. He did a windmill in the Mavericks game, okay? Like, that was the best thing I've ever seen an old man do in my life.
Tayshaun showing up when it counts, baby.
Yep.
Let's hope.
But that was your Memphis Grizzlies report. You have them playing a team with two teams with a combined record of, I think, five wins or seven losses.
Oh, and shout out to Lance Stephenson for completely screwing up the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lance. Thanks a lot.
Shout out to Michael Jordan for fucking up the Charlotte Hornets also. And shout out to Cam Newton. Hope you get better. Hope you get better.
Yeah, I really, really hate that to hear you yet. We're in a car wreck and almost died.
And even though I don't like the player, I guess I got to do a shout out to Eric Berry. Hope you get better.
Oh, well, yeah, Eric Berry.
Cancer sucks.
One reason why you don't like Eric Berry besides he went to Tennessee.
He played for the Redskins. Or no, he didn't play for the Chiefs.
You don't like the Chiefs? You're a big anti-Chiefs fan?
Nah. I always get the Chiefs and the Redskins confused because their colors are basically the same.
Yeah, how come nobody gets mad about the Chiefs?
How come no one gets mad about the Atlanta Braves or the Cleveland Indians?
I don't know.
Okay, the combined record of Charlotte and Philly is 8 wins with 34 losses.
Charlotte was a playoff team last year.
Yep. Right now in the in the West, we're sitting pretty at second. But to show how tight it is in the fucking West, Memphis Grizzlies have a record of 17-4 and are second. The team in seventh has a record of 17-7. So if they, like, fuck.
Man, the West is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The East sucks.
The East does suck. The last two teams in the East have losing records.
Oh, yeah.
Seventh and eighth. That'll probably happen in the playoffs, too.
Yep.
If the playoffs were to start right now, and the Raptors would be playing Brooklyn, and on paper, that could be a good series, but since they're getting rid of Andre Kirilenko, they're trying to get rid of Darren Williams.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of all them dudes. Yeah. Joe Johnson.
They're going to have Kevin Garnett. And I love Kevin Garnett, but he could not carry that team. He is not Kevin Garnett of 10 years ago.
How did Paul Pierce get the lead, but Kevin Garnett didn't?
I don't know.
I thought they were a package deal nowadays.
Yeah. Either way, yeah, that was the Memphis Grizzlies report, and that was brought to you by Mady Zadeki, and we're going to talk about video games right now,
video game consoles.
And do you know when the first video game console was released?
The first video game console was released in, like, 1969.
Wrong.
Damn.
1972.
I knew it was around there. It was something like that.
First video game console was released in 1972 and was the Magnavox Odyssey. It was actually discontinued in 1975, featured only 27 games.
Here's a spoiler for those of you who want to buy one and play it. The games probably all sucked.
Yeah. And it sold about 350,000 systems. The original retail price was $75. Which, due to inflation and today's dollars, would be $426.02.
That's pretty expensive for back then.
Yeah. I mean, so if that was being sold today, it would retail for $426.02, which means I'd either sell it for $400 or $450. Which I'd probably sell for $450.
Probably.
And it was only around for 3 years before they came out with the Odyssey 2.
Odyssey 2?
Odyssey 2 sold, I think, 2 million units. And do you know what the... I will give you... can you name any, like, at least 3 out of the top 5, top 10 best-selling consoles of all time?
Wait, what?
Name 3 of the top 5 out of the top 10.
Out of the top 10?
Yes.
Sony PlayStation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
No.
Nintendo 64.
No, Strike 2.
Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
I forgot that. I knew that was on there. And the other one would be, NES.
Wrong.
Yeah, probably.
I would like to know what the top 10 is.
Let's hear it.
Top 10 best-selling consoles of all time. Cracking the list at number 10 is the original Nintendo Electronic System. At least in 1983, it went on to sell 61.9 million consoles, which is a pretty good number.
Yes, is that number continue to grow, or since they don't make like new regular Nintendos?
I mean, I'm sure it continues growing in like pawn shops and game stores, but Nintendo doesn't see any money from it.
Oh, yeah.
Coming at number 9 was the Game Boy Advance. Now that actually surprised me.
I would have. If I would have thought of that, I would have said that, because everybody has a Game Boy, or everybody at one point or another had a Game Boy.
Game Boy Advance, though, that surprised me. It sold 81.5 million copies, and this one surprised me more than anything. Number 8, PSP.
Oh, I hated PSP.
Released in 2004, sold 82 million. Number 7 on the list is the PlayStation 3. Released in 2006, sold 82.3 million consoles. Number 6, the Xbox 360, released in 2005, sold 84 million. Number 5, cracking the top 5, the Nintendo Wii, released in 2006, sold 101.2 million copies.
That's some damn Japan people over there, boy. They bought a lot of that console.
Number 4 was the PlayStation, the Sony PlayStation, released in 1994, went on to sell 102.4 million consoles. Number 3 was the original Game Boy, released in 1989, went on to sell 118.6 million consoles. And number 2 on the list, which was kind of surprising also, the Nintendo DS.
See, it's a lot of handheld systems on the list.
When it's released in 2004, went on to sell 154 million, and the number 1 selling system of all time is the Sony PlayStation 2. Released in the year 2000, has went on to sell 155 million consoles.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah. And what was surprising to me is, like, you know, Game Boy on here, Game Boy Advance isn't. But I remember when Game Boy Color came out, that was a huge deal. I really expected that to crack the list.
Yeah, Game Boy Colors were pretty amazing back in the day. Yeah. I'm surprised Game Gear didn't make the list.
I'm on it.
And not really, but
I'm honestly surprised like N64 and GameCube, because GameCube was a fucking great system.
GameCube was really good, but like its lifespan wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Really. That's why like the PlayStation 1, I mean, that's like a big reason why it was so, because that came out in like 94.
Yeah, and PSP came out in 2000.
Yeah, and like they still made games for Sony PlayStation.
Yeah, it seems like
way after.
It seems like
PlayStation 2 came out.
It seems like Sony releases systems every 6 years or something. Because, you know, PlayStation came out in 94, PlayStation 2 came out in 2000, PlayStation 3 came out in 2006, and like PS4 came out like 2012 or 2007. Or not 2007, 2012 or 2013. I can't remember which one it was.
13, because they. Both the new systems came out last year.
Yeah. And I was honestly surprised the Xbox didn't crack the top 10, because I remember when that came out, everyone was fucking going crazy about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, well, because it came out in like 2001, I think. And then, like, they released like the 360 in like 2000.
5.
Yeah, so I don't think like the lifespan on it was really long enough.
And even like a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that's what I'm surprised. The Super Nintendo's not on there. I thought that was going to be like top 3.
And Sega Genesis, not on there. That surprises the hell out of me, because I remember back in the day, everybody had a Sega.
Of course, all the cool kids had Sega, and all the nerds had Super Nintendos.
And we had both. And my Super Nintendo's sitting in a box on my bookshelf over there, because I don't have the cords to hook it up.
I remember when I was very young, I had a Super Nintendo, but I did not have a Sega, and I would go to my uncle's house and play a Sega, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, because I got to play Sonic. And Sonic just seemed like a cool-ass dude.
I'm still upset that Sega kind of... They didn't go out of business, because they still make games.
Because they went out of the console business.
I mean, they had
dropped out of the war.
And it sucks, because like Sonic was a great mascot. And yes, every time they do anything with Sonic and Mario now, it's terrible. Like Sonic and Mario at the Olympics, that game was fucking awful. My wife loved that game. I hated it. No, with the best, you get the worst also. Now, there's no way in hell you can name any of the the top 10 worst selling of all time, so I'm just going to crack into
it. Hold on, let me try it to you.
Okay, you can name...
The top 10 of the worst? What is the worst? Specify the worst.
Worst selling.
Worst selling?
Yeah, you can name...
How about...
Name 2 out of the top 5.
2 out of the top 5, yes. I will say... Neo Geo.
Yes.
Jaguar.
No.
Virtual Boy.
No.
Oh, that's bullshit. Is that on the list?
Both of those are on the list.
Okay, I was about to say, Virtual Boy was like the biggest flop in the world. Neo Geo was... it's like, how about a Sega Master System?
No.
Or something like... It's called something like that. I don't know. I know a bunch of bad systems.
The top 10 worst selling systems of all time. Cracking the list at number 10 was the 3DO.
Yes.
Released in 1993, sold 2 million consoles, which, you know, you think, like, that's a big number, but in reality, it's really not.
Not really.
Number 2 was the Nokia N-Gage.
No, I knew Nokia had some kind of system.
Released in 2003, sold 1.5 million. If you remember the N-Gage, it was basically like a cell phone, except you could play games on it. Which is like cell phones now, except it was shaped like a Game Boy Advance, and it had loaded games on it, but it wasn't color. It was released in 2003, and it didn't have fucking color. Number 8 on the list, the Sega Nomad.
Nomad. Sega had a lot of stupid systems back in the day.
Yeah. Released in 1995, sold 1 million consoles. Number 7 on the list. Actually, I fucked it up, because 2 of them you named were in the top 5, but I wrote these down in the wrong order. But number 7 on the list was the Neo Geo.
Yeah.
Released in 1990, sold 1 million copies, or consoles.
And it's funny, all these consoles sold the least, they're like the most expensive ones now.
Yeah. Number 5 was the Atari Lynx.
There's like 2,000 Atari game systems.
Released in 1989... sold between 1 and 2 million. And the Atari Lynx was actually released in 1989 to compete with the Game Boy. And
I don't think they won.
The fact that it had... In 1989, the system had full color.
Well, like, Game Gear had, like, full color, and it was, like, early 90s also.
This was 89. Now. This was the year the Game Boy came out. At Game Boy, you remember, had like the grain, the green screen. This had full color, and cosmetically,
I bet
it was
they
better.
Lost a lot of damn money making that.
I mean, you know, the full color made it cosmetically better, but they didn't have as many like systems as Game Boy. So, like around Christmas time, they only, like, say Nintendo had like a million Game Boys in the stores across America. Atari had like 300. So people were like, well, this is easier to get. I'm just going to get the Nintendo.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. They went out of business because they didn't have enough supply.
Ah, damn.
And, let's see. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That was number 6, sorry. Number 5 is the Nintendo Virtual Boy.
Yes.
Released in 1995, sold 770,000 consoles.
That system was, it was very bad for you.
Yeah, I think we had one. I remember playing it.
Blockbuster had one. That's where I played. I played Mario Tennis on it.
That thing was stupid, too. Number four was the Philips CDI, released in 1991, sold 570,000 consoles. Do you know what the CDI is?
No.
Well, Philips CDI, they had exclusive rights to Nintendo titles, or exclusive Nintendo titles from Mario and Zelda. The games were Hotel Mario, Link, the Faces of Evil, Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon, and Zelda's Adventure. They were all exclusively made and sold for the CDI, and these games are considered to be, like, the worst games ever made, really.
I think I've seen gameplay of one of those Zelda games, because it's like side-scrolling, like Mario is. I think it's like that.
And they had plans to release a new Mario game, but Nintendo pulled the rights, and how much it cost the game to be made and not be released, it actually bankrupted the company.
Thank God for Nintendo.
Yeah. And coming in at number three on the list is the Atari Jaguar.
I didn't know even that was an Atari system.
The Atari Jaguar, released in 1993, sold 250,000 systems. Number two on the list, which I didn't even know was a thing, the Apple Bandai Pippin, released in 1996, sold 42,000
systems. God, that's a big drop-off.
Yes, it is. Oh, don't worry. If he gets from number 1 to number 10, it's a huge drop-off. Number 1, the Pioneer Laser Active, released in 1993, sold 10,000 systems. 10 fucking thousand systems. 10,000. Do you know how awful that is?
That is really bad.
Now, did you have any of these systems that were on this list?
On that list?
Yeah.
No.
But you played the Virtual Boy.
I played the Virtual Boy.
I can honestly remember seeing people have the N-Gage and me just thinking, that looks really stupid. What about the top 10 best-selling? How many of those did you have?
Oh, the top 10 best-selling? Yeah. Hang on, go through them again.
The NES.
Yes.
Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
PSP.
No.
PS3.
No.
360.
Yes.
Wii.
Yes.
PlayStation 1.
Yes.
Game Boy.
Yes.
Nintendo DS.
No.
PlayStation 2.
Yes. So I had 7 out of the 10.
I had a regular Nintendo, the NES, Game Boy Advance, PS3, Nintendo Wii, PlayStation, Game Boy, and PlayStation 2. So I had 7 also. The only one that we had different was you had a 360 and not a Game Boy. Is that what you said?
Or not a DS.
Which was the... Oh, yeah, you don't have a PS3.
Yeah, I didn't have a PS3.
Those were the ones that we switched up on. Honestly,
spent a lot of money on video games.
Yeah. I really do wish I had, like, a PS Vita or a Nintendo DS. Like, I just want a handheld system to take with me places.
Yeah, I would love to have, like, the newest, like, Nintendo 3DS XL or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Because it looks badass, but it's, like, $250.
Cody has a Nintendo 3DS he got for Christmas last year from his girlfriend. And it's a fucking fun-ass system. I think he only has a couple games. Like, he plays Pokemon on it a lot, and then he hooks up to the Wi-Fi and he'll download demos.
Yeah.
But, I just want a fucking handheld system.
I remember when me and Cody and TJ, all trained Pokemon, and we quit hanging out for, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and we all went home, and we all trained our Pokemon, because we all started a new game, and then we all got together at, like, the end of the month, and battled each other with them.
Was it the, y'all did the Link cables?
Yes.
Man, that was a great thing.
Yeah.
Alright, do you have any video game knowledge to drop before we talk about our favorite console of all time?
I have plenty of video game knowledge, but I don't know. I can't think of anything particular to drop.
Alright, well, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Alright, and this right now, to maybe to help you out with what... I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but the way I did it was like...
Cool.
I wrote the systems down and also wrote a couple games... or why it was my favorite system.
I can think of it. I know a couple of games why.
Number 5 on my list was the Xbox 360.
Da-da-da.
And anyone that knows me knows that I was never an Xbox person. I've never owned an Xbox. I've played Xboxes plenty of times, but I've always been a Sony person. But the reason why
it's all right. We all can't be from America.
It's okay. The reason why the 360 cracked my list is simply because of Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2. Those games are console-wise, they're exclusively on Xbox 360. They're only on Xbox 360 and PC, and I fucking love those games. Have you played them?
A very small amount.
Those are fucking great games. They have great online multiplayer. Just the game itself is amazing. I think we talked about this on the video Halloween, but if you die at one part in the game and you come back and you think, all right, this is where I died. That's where the zombies going to come out.
Yeah, like everything's like different.
Yeah,
or
everything's
whatever.
Different. There's a That's different cool. number of zombies. Everything's fucking. It's so cool to play. Number four on my list was the Nintendo GameCube.
GameCube.
Which games like WWE Day of Reckoning, Mario Kart Double Dash, and Mario Sunshine is why I fucking love that game. Day of Reckoning was my favorite WWE game, probably, of like the current. I was gonna say current generation.
When did GameCube come out? What year did that get released? Like two?
Was it on the top 10?
It had to be like 2001.
2001, I think.
2001, two-ish.
I think it was 2001.
Somewhere around
yeah.
there. I have a really funny GameCube story that I really want to tell. I don't know if I should tell it now or tell it for one of the our next podcast next week.
You can tell it on the next one.
Yes, because it's a Christmas and a GameCube story. It's very extremely funny. I have to remember to tell that story.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was you. You got rid of your GameCube or something. And you gave me a bunch of games. One of them was Mario Sunshine. And you told me, this game is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I don't
Mario
know
Sunshine
anything about this
badass.
Game. Do what?
Sunshine was bad. That was like one of the few Mario games I've never beat.
I know. I never did either.
That was a hard-ass
it
game
was a
at towards the end.
Great game, though. And Mario Kart Double Dash. I remember when the game came out, I rented it from Blockbuster.
Man, I miss Blockbuster.
And me and Adam stayed up. And just played the hell out of that game all night until we beat it. And then...
Mario Kart's such like a simple game that they made just so badass.
Was it Double Dash that was on the GameCube?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to sound stupid and get that confused with the one that was on the Wii.
It might have been the one for the Wii, I don't know.
Fuck, now I gotta look this up. God damn it. It's gonna take 1 second, everybody. Listen to that.
But like I was saying, Mario Kart is a... When you think about it, it sounds really stupid, but when you actually play it, it's freaking amazing, man. All the Mario side games, probably except for the Mario and Sonic games, are really badass. Like, Mario Golf is amazing.
GameCube was released in Japan September 14th, 2001, and was released in North America November 18th that year. It was discontinued in 2007.
Nintendo always trying to be different. Made them little bitty ass disc.
Yep.
I don't know if I like that or not.
I really don't like it at all. I never did. Do you know what the best selling game on that system was?
Metroid.
Super Smash Bros.
Oh, man, I fucking should have known that.
Sold 7.9 million copies.
You know what else that, two things that the GameCube started, or I don't know if they started it. I'm pretty sure they started it, actually. Wireless controllers and, different colored systems.
Yeah. Well, N64 had different color systems also.
Well, they did, but one and only one.
No,
didn't they have, a yellow one?
They
it was,
had,
the Pokemon one?
It was the Hey You Pikachu one was the yellow one.
Yeah.
I want to say they had a green one to go with that green controller. It was a see-through one. But I'm not sure. It may have just been the yellow one. But in my mind, I can picture there being a see-through green one.
And Nintendo was the first person. That just reminded me. 64 was the first console to do the different color controllers.
Yeah.
Because everybody got a normal gray one, and they're like, oh, this one's ugly. I want to go get a cool blue one.
Yeah, the number three on my list was the Sega Genesis.
Sega.
Which was by far, just my... I fucking love that system. There was not a bad game on it, really. It had
I'm sure I can find a bad game.
Well, I mean, come on.
It had a... Man, Sega was pretty damn.
It was around from 1988 to 1997.
That lasted a long time.
That's a long fucking shelf life.
Hell yeah.
Do you know what the... best-selling game of his?
Oh, on Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
Sonic 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
Sold 15 million games.
Man.
You know, at number 2 is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Sold 6 million. At number 3, Disney's Aladdin.
I think I remember playing that.
You know what my favorite game was on that system, though?
Oh, what is that?
Other than the Sonic series, which includes, for all you fuckers out there, it does include Sonic Spinball. I fucking loved that game.
Sonic, the whole Sonic genre.
But, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, man, now there's two different ones. The side-scrolling one, or the one that's just like a Street Fighter kind of game?
I played both.
Yeah, because I really loved the side scroller.
Yeah, the side scroller one was the best because it was actually like a story.
Yeah, all those old school side scrolling fighting games are amazing.
Yeah,
I love those games, man.
Coming at number 3 on my list is, or not number
Sega
3,
Genesis.
Number 2 on my list. Sorry, is the PlayStation 3, which that's with the exception of the 360, the only ones on my list that is actually new and current, kind of. And fuck, do I love that goddamn system. I never thought I'd ever own a Blu-ray player, because they were always expensive, and I have one that updates itself. I think I spend more time when I watch TV watching shit on my PlayStation, whereas the WWE Network or Netflix or Hulu or Crackle or YouTube, than I do actually watching TV these days.
It's eventually, like, cable TV is just gonna go away.
Yeah. And let's see if they have a best-selling game for PlayStation 3 on here yet, if they've released that. Doesn't appear that they have.
I know somebody that, Our Junior, you know Junior.
Yeah.
Our good pal Junior, he bought a PS3 when they were brand new just so he could buy and play either Gran Turismo 4 or 5, whichever one was the first one that came out on PS3.
Yeah.
He bought that system just so he could play that game.
The thing that sucks about the PlayStation 3, this is the only thing I don't like about it. The PlayStation Network is great. It's so much better than the Nintendo Shop channel. I prefer it over the Microsoft store. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called. But I prefer it over that. Like, I don't know how it is on the Xbox One, but on the 360, you had to get Microsoft points. And that was the same way it was on the Wii. You get, like, $20 card is 2,000 points. The games could be anywhere between 100 points and like 3,000 points sometimes.
Yeah.
But on the PlayStation, it's priced like $3.99 up to $70, depending, like, if the game's a brand new game out. And I much prefer that over having to buy cards and shit like that, because you could just, like, add funds to your wallet on the PlayStation store.
Well, you could do that on the Nintendo and Xbox ones too, because you could just buy points on the system.
I know, but it's so much easier just to, like, if you get a game that's
I know what you're saying, though, because I used to, when I would buy stuff for Xbox, like, I would try to count up the points.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, 1,600 points is $20, and so this game's 1,000 points, so that's like, so yeah, and it's funny, like I swear it wasn't even like 3 or 4 months before Xbox One's got released, Xbox switched to the regular money, or to the regular price. Like, they didn't do the Microsoft point thing no more.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they just changed it that late just because they were going to change it for Xbox One.
And, you know, the PlayStation 3, it's backwards compatible with PS2 and PS1. But it's only backwards compatible with PS2 if you have a certain system. Mine is not the fucking system that's backwards compatible with PS2, which pisses me the fuck off.
How's it a certain system?
It's like,
it's like the original ones, or is it actually just...
It's the original ones, and they have to be like 20 gigabyte, 60 gigabyte, and some CECHEXX 80 gigabyte model.
That's so complicated.
Yeah, I think mine is like a 80 gigabyte model or 150, and it does not fall in the category, which pisses me off. But it is PlayStation compatible, and Alan and I played NBA Live 1996 on my PlayStation 1, and it was the most pixelated, grainy shit I'd ever seen in my life. And cracking my number Number one is the Nintendo 64, with such great games as WWF No Mercy, WCW NWO versus the World.
It could just all be wrestling games.
Mario Tennis, Rush, the whole Rush series.
Oh, I can't even talk. I'll devote a whole damn episode to that game.
And the greatest game ever made, quite possibly, Pokemon Snap.
Man.
Pokemon Snap.
Another game that, when you think about it, has a really dumb idea.
Yeah.
But when you play it, I don't know why. It was amazing. I think that game made me want to be a photographer at one point in my life.
Okay, look, right there. There's an orange in 64.
What the fuck? Why is there an orange 64?
I don't know. It looks weird.
Is that like the Donkey Kong 64?
I don't know. There were 14 games had black cartridges, and while other colors such as green, blue, red, yellow, and gold were used for 6 or fewer games. Most of them were gray. I bet I could name all 14 of the black ones, because they were like the ECW games, the WWF games, like Turok.
Oh man, I forgot all about Turok. Turok 1 was really damn cool. All the ones after that was stupid.
But can you guess what the top-selling video game all time is on the...
On Nintendo 64?
Yes.
GoldenEye.
Super Mario 64.
I was going to say Super Mario 64, but for some reason I was thinking Super Mario 64 came with the system.
Sold 11.6 million copies. And what's crazy to me is that the N64 was discontinued in 2003.
And when did it come out?
1996.
I see.
It's crazy that it was in 2003, because in my mind, it didn't seem like they were still making games in 2003 for it.
It's like they were making, like, I don't even know what the... But I think they were, like, released, like, 2 games a year.
I think I read that the very last PlayStation 2 game was released, like, last year. It was, like, a FIFA game.
Yeah, because that's how a lot of the systems are. They'll, like, keep releasing the sports games every year.
But, yeah, that was my top 5. The Xbox 360, the Nintendo GameCube, the Sega Genesis, the Sony PlayStation 3, and the Nintendo 64, which I forgot to mention the games is why I love the PlayStation 3s. Infamous, which is a great fucking series. Last of Us, which is one of the best games I've ever played in my whole goddamn life. And Mod Nation Racers, which is Sony's version of Mario Kart, except the little guys cuss, and you can do customized carts, customized characters, and on the whole game is online. Like, you start it and you're immediately online.
Isn't there like a Crash Bandicoot racing or something? Is that that game or is that a different
game? It's a different one. I got my Mod Nation Racers with my PlayStation for free when I got the PlayStation. I got that. I want to say I got another game, and I got Cars on Blu-ray.
What a bunch of random stuff.
But yeah, we're going to do your top five.
Yes, I'll do my top five.
If you can think of games, that'd be great. I'll even pull up the systems on Wikipedia to tell it top selling game if you want.
All right. Number five on my list is a very fun system. At least everybody, I think almost everybody had one. A PlayStation 2.
All right.
PlayStation 2 was the very last PlayStation I owned. At the time when PlayStation 2 first came out, it was amazing.
Before you say anything else, I'll just say this. There's been 3 PlayStation systems, like actual consoles. I have owned all 3, and I've had 5 total, because I had the big PlayStation, was just the PlayStation, and then I had a PS1, and then I had the big PlayStation 2, then I had the PS2 Slim, and then I got the PS3.
Now, I was debating to put a regular Sony PlayStation or a PS2, because regular Sony PlayStation, I remember playing that. I remember my brother getting one of those in, like, 96.
Yeah.
And me playing, like, Need for Speed out back then and thinking this was, like, freaking, like, fucking NASA shit. Man, I thought it was, like, the craziest stuff ever. But I still remember the little blue light on the PS2.
Yeah.
When I first got it, me and our friend Josh Shirley played it. I remember there was a game on there called The Bouncer. It was like the first PS3 game or PS2 game I ever played. Did you ever play that game?
No.
Have you ever heard it?
No.
Heard about it? It was pretty much like just a one of the like the last like side scrolling beat 'em up games.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever play Fighting Force?
Yeah, I was actually about to say, you know, one of my favorite games is Fighting Force.
Yeah, it was kind of like Fighting Force.
I loved Fighting. Not a lot of people played it though. Not a lot of people were familiar with that game. That game was fucking awesome.
Fighting Force, Fighting Force 64.
Fighting Force was a great game because you could pick up 2x4s and hit people with it.
Yes, it was.
It's on the PlayStation Store, by the way, if anybody wants to play it.
And another amazing thing about PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2 brought us was the new age Grand Theft Auto games. Grand Theft Auto 3.
Grand Theft Auto 3 was probably like, it was one of the greatest fucking games ever.
At the time, it was amazing.
Yes, it was.
There's plenty of Grand Theft Autos now that are better than that one, I think.
And there are a few Grand Theft Autos I've never even played, like Chinatown Warriors and
that
shit.
All that stuff is like Grand Theft Auto 4, and then like Chinatown Warriors is like, I don't even know what it is. It's like a DLC for Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah. I was not a big fan of Grand Theft Auto 4.
I did like Liberty City Stories, though, which was the sequel kind of GTA 3.
But, PS2, man. Shout out to PS2.
Right,
and Twisted Metal Black, man.
Yeah.
Twisted Metal 2. I was going to put PS1 on there just to have, because I love Twisted Metal 2. That's like one of my favorite games ever. And then Twisted Metal 3 sucked. Twisted Metal 4 sucked. I think there was another one that sucked, but Twisted Metal Black brought that franchise back, man.
And you know, you cannot forget Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Oh yeah, and the Tony Hawk games too. Those all started for freaking PlayStation.
But can you guess what the top selling PlayStation 2 game is of all time?
It's probably one of them nerdy ass Final Fantasy games.
Wrong.
No.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh. Yeah, and San Andreas, man. That's freaking amazing.
It is. The game has sold 17.3 million copies.
That's fucking awesome. But, yes. Number 4 on my list is, now, if I was doing favorite games, like my favorite game ever made ever is for this system, and that is the original Xbox. The original Xbox was a big, black, bulky piece of shit.
Yeah,
and the
that
controller
was actually also everyone's first MP3 player.
Yes, definitely. And the controllers were so bad when that system first came out, they had to like reissue Xbox controllers like a month afterwards, because the original ones were like gigantic and huge.
Yeah.
And nobody could play with them at all. But now, though, of course, those controllers are worth a lot of money, and I used to have like two of them. And now they're just all broken now. But the original Xbox brought a thing of beauty online. That was Halo. And it was the first system that actually had the online aspect actually work. I think PS2, you could play like Madden on it, I think, online.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that good. And Dreamcast, you could get online, but you couldn't really play any games online.
Well, let's talk about one thing that like Xbox and PlayStation 2 brought to the fold.
Oh, The
PlayStation 2 did it first because they came out first. But you don't know if PlayStation wouldn't have done it, Xbox wouldn't have done it, or they may have done it to say they were first. But they made it so you no longer have to buy a DVD player.
Yes, I thought you were going to say you could download your music or upload your music.
You could on the Xbox, which was awesome.
Xbox One, not Xbox One, but the original Xbox, definitely my favorite system to play music on.
Yeah.
I had many fun nights naming all my songs on that damn system.
It is by far like the coolest looking system ever. Like that and the GameCube are the only ones that actually look like what you would actually think it would look like. The Xbox has a giant X on it and it's shaped like a box. The GameCube is a game system shaped like a cube. It has a fucking handle on it if you can carry it with the GameCube.
But yeah, man, Xbox. Halo 1, it's pretty much Halo. If there wasn't a Halo for Xbox, there probably wouldn't be an Xbox still today. That game was amazing. Then Halo 2, it's still like the best online console game ever. But sadly, they turned the Halo 2 servers off, and everybody got really sad about it.
Can you guess what the best-selling game in Xbox history is?
Oh, and regular Xbox? Yes. Halo 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Sold 8 million copies as of May 9th, 2006.
Yes, yes, yes. But, Xbox, man. Xbox. Normal Xbox. That's pretty funny.
I don't know what the very last game was for the regular Xbox.
Probably a Madden game.
Probably.
or NBA 2K7 or something to that effect.
Let me see.
Well, what is it? Let's hear it.
Oh, no, no. This is a list of all 999 games. God, couldn't damn, they make a lot of games?
Couldn't they make one more fucking game, man?
And of course, it's not actually in the order that it's not in the fucking order of when they came out. It's in the order of alphabetical. I'm gonna look this shit up. Goddamn
it! Go ahead, look it up.
I'm really interested.
And really, I really liked because PlayStation 2 and Xbox both had San Andreas and Vice City, but I really liked them better for Xbox. I'm not really sure why. I think it was only because you could listen to your actual music.
Yeah.
When you're playing, like, you could listen to it during the game. You couldn't do that on PlayStation at that time. I really think that's why I like Grand Theft Auto better on Xbox, just because I can listen to my own music when I was riding around in the cars.
Yeah.
It was a fun time in my life.
Because the last one released for the Xbox was Madden 09.
Man, I said 07. Damn, 09?
Came out August 12th, 2008.
It's freaking ridiculous, man.
And just to tell you that you're not half wrong. The last game released on the GameCube was Madden 08.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the sports games, man. They last game keep released, pumping those out every year.
Last game released on PS2 was Pro Evolution Soccer 2014, released in November of last year. Last one released on the PSP was World Soccer Winning 11 2014. Let's see, last one released on 64, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. On the Sega, Mickey's Ultimate Challenge.
I bet that was a fun game.
Yeah, I mean,
it's mainly sports games.
Mainly, yeah.
Alright, and number 3 on my list is definitely the oldest system on my list. Probably the oldest system on both of our lists. Actually, it definitely is. The regular Nintendo Entertainment System, man.
Yeah.
I have all my Nintendo games and Nintendo somewhere. I'm not really sure where they are, but I would really love to have them. The original Nintendo, that's my favorite thing to do every few years, I think, is a download an NES emulator for my computer and then like play all the games and just like delete it after a couple of months. But man, regular Nintendo had all the three original Mario Brothers games, or who cares about the first two, but Mario 3.
You know what my favorite one is, actually?
What?
Mario All-Stars.
And that's what I was saying. Mario All-Stars is great, but really all that is just a bunch of regular Nintendo Mario's on Super Nintendo that's put all together.
And this is actually surprising to me. The Super Nintendo, or regular Nintendo, was discontinued in North America in 1995. So, like, when the Super Nintendo was really popular and right before the Nintendo 64 came out. Do you know when it was discontinued in Japan?
Well, when?
2003.
Japan, weird.
Yeah.
Not to offend any of our Japanese listeners. Man, y'all are weird.
Do you know what the best-selling game is of all time?
The best-selling game on regular Nintendo Entertainment System is Super Mario 3.
Close. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but the reason why both of these...
It's because it comes with the freaking system, man.
Yeah, it was a pack-in game. It sold 40 million copies as of 1999. But Super Mario Brothers 3 was also a pack-in game. It sold 18 million. If you take pack-in games out, the top selling would be Super Mario Brothers 2 with 10 million.
Yeah, man. And another amazing, fun game for regular Nintendo, Excitebike. Maybe to this day, still my favorite motorcycle racing game.
Yeah.
And Paperboy, regular Paperboy was amazing. And a game that is very underrated. I don't know if you've ever played it, but if you haven't, I would suggest, if you ever get a chance to play it, is DuckTales, the video game for regular Nintendo.
DuckTales, actually, you know they re-released that.
Yes, they remade that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it is remastered.
It's completely the same game, but they just remastered it.
And I played the demo for that. And I loved it.
Yeah.
I played the demo also. It is one of the funnest games ever, just because you can bounce on Scrooge's freaking cane like a pogo stick. Yeah. And you can just bounce around all the levels. But yeah, man. Oh, and another thing, probably one of my top 10 favorite video games, and I'm very upset. You and Alan did a top 10 video game episode.
Yeah.
Once. I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that one of these days. But the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, man.
That was a great game.
Amazing game up until you get to the hard parts.
I actually had a trivia about that game, but I cannot remember what it was now. It was a Russian fighter. Originally his name, and the game, his name was like Soda Popsky or something like that. And his original name was like Vodka Drunk Ski, or like Drunk Vodka Ski or something.
I think he laughed really funny.
And they like got irritated and said, yeah, we can't do that.
I was 85. They can do whatever the hell they want, it seems like. And, regular Nintendo Entertainment System, NES, coming in at number two. Number three.
Xbox 360. No, you said 360. No, you didn't. I said
Xbox One. Number two on my list is Xbox 360. It took what Xbox made with the Xbox Live and made it 20 times better for Xbox 360. It was the first and only system I ever waited overnight for. It was a great experience. Lots of fun games for that. You're raising your hand.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia for Xbox 360, and it says that Xbox 360 S and Xbox 360 E were released in 2010 and 2013. What the hell are S and E?
S is probably slim, and E is elite.
Oh, okay. There was a slim 360?
I think so.
The Xbox 360, though, is the only system where you can think you're getting a good deal for getting the arcade, but in reality you're not, because you don't get a storage.
Or you don't get any hard drive on it. Gotta buy a memory card.
Yeah.
I don't even think they sell those for Xbox 360. But yeah, man. Best thing about Xbox 360 is you could still play Halo 1 and Halo 2 on it. And, you couldn't play all Xbox games on Xbox 360, but you could play some of them, which was really weird for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, some of them worked, but some didn't. Xbox 360 and Xbox Live probably definitely changed the game online gaming.
The top best-selling video game ever for Xbox 360 is?
I would love to say Halo 3, but I do not think it's Halo 3. I think it's a piece of shit Call of Duty game, so I will go with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Wrong. It was a pack-in game, so it shouldn't even count, but it's the only one on the Wikipedia page. Kinect Adventures.
Oh, that's retarded.
Sold 18 million copies as a pack-in game for the Kinect.
That should not count.
That's like saying the best-selling game on the Wii.
It is Wii Sports. Yeah.
Which I wonder if I go there if it would actually say that.
No, it does say that, because I remember reading that one time.
The only way that would make sense is if you took into consideration the dumbasses that actually sold the in-store version of Wii Sports for $20. I cannot believe people actually bought that.
I can. People are stupid.
The best-selling game, Wii Sports.
Yeah.
82.5 million.
And how many Nintendo Wiis were sold?
Let's see.
80 million?
84 million, something like that. I think it's on the list here. 101 million. So there was 20 million systems that didn't come with the game anymore because they were like, you know, we're making a lot of money on this. Let's just put this right here. Yeah, so that was number two?
Yeah, that was number two. And number one, I'm very happy to announce that we both have the same number one, is N64, man.
It's a great thing.
I could give a list of like my 20 favorite Nintendo 64 games, and it would be hard. It's like you said, all the wrestling games, still, in my opinion, the best wrestling games.
Except for the ECW ones.
Except for the ECW ones.
And the WWF ones when they were...
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Like, WWF
No Mercy.
WWF Warzone, a terrible fucking game.
I remember I had a... Which one came first, Warzone or Attitude?
Warzone.
I had a Warzone pre-ordered at Toys R Us in Raleigh. And I was so excited for that game.
I never had Warzone on...
That was terrible.
360, not 360, but N64. I had it on PlayStation. I had that and Attitude on PlayStation.
Yeah.
They were both god-awful games. I remember playing it and just being confused, because it was released in, like, 1998, and being really confused because Bret Hart was in it. I was like,
But yeah, the 64 game, the 64 wrestling games, the only one that matter, of course, are the Big Four, No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, Revenge, and World Tour.
Yes, World Tour was perfect because it actually had like Hayabusa in it.
Those games, I'm pretty sure they didn't, none of those Japan wrestlers got paid.
No, but I fucking loved those games, and it was because AKI had the, like, they did the games. Like,
yes.
Another great game, wrestling game, that not a lot of people played for N64, but a lot of people played it for GameCube, not GameCube, but Game Boy, was Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yes, Fire Pro Wrestling.
I believe it was for N64. I want to say it was, but it's a great fucking game. That's the only game that has like 200 wrestlers in it.
Yeah. That's, and man, just Pokemon Snap, Mario 64, all the side Mario games, Mario Kart, Paper Mario, amazing, Mario Golf, Mario Tennis, Mario Party,
the Donkey Kong game,
Donkey Kong 64. 64 was amazing, Star Fox 64 was amazing,
Metroid,
GoldenEye, one of my favorite games ever,
and then had a shitty game like Body Harvest.
Oh, I knew so many people that loved that game. I never really played it that much.
I hated it.
And freaking
Kirby's Adventures.
Was Animal Crossing for Nintendo 64? Was that one only on GameCube?
GameCube.
That could come out on the GameCube,
I believe. You did have the greatest series of games ever started out on Nintendo 64. Mario Party.
Oh, yes. Mario Party, I loved them, man. I would love to play Mario Party nowadays.
Mario Party.
That's probably amazing.
Get 30 of your friends and just do like the 4-player mode, and you'll have the time of life.
One of the best multiplayer games ever.
I got that game. I think I got Mario Party 3. That was on N64, right?
Yeah.
I think it was. I got that from KB Toys at Raleigh Springs Mall when it came out. It cost me $75.
Yeah, and back then, 64 games cost $69.99.
Who the hell
does Nintendo think they are?
I don't know.
And another amazing game, the original Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers has grown into a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, and if you want to see...
But fuck, man. Super Smash Brothers. Nintendo 64... Out of all the systems, I really think they had the most good games.
Sony may have the best-selling system of all time in PS2. They may have like won so far the next generation wars because like PS4 has outsold all the other systems. But longevity-wise and value, the Nintendo's own everything. I've never had a Nintendo system fuck up on me. And those
even the, old regular Nintendo
yeah,
system.
I have a fucking Super Nintendo.
We could
from
go
like
to a pawn shop somewhere right now, a thrift store, and find a regular Nintendo and hook it up, and it would play perfect.
No, we can go to my grandma's house, get the one out of the attic, where she, you know how I always know where it is? When I flash on a flashlight, I see a gold metallic game from Zelda.
Oh, man.
But anyways, it's the only system where a game that came out 10 years ago, for like the Nintendo Wii or Nintendo GameCube, if you buy it used, it still costs over $20.
Yeah.
Because those games have longevity and they know they're still fucking fun as shit to play.
And like, another thing, like, there might be a game or two you would want an Xbox to go back and play, or a game or two for PlayStation. Like, you might want to go back and play the original Twisted Metal game.
Yeah.
But like, a regular Nintendo has so many games you would want to go back and play. Super Nintendo has so many games you would want to go back and play. 64 has fucking 50 games you would want to go back and play.
GameCube has a ton of Mario games you want to go back and play.
GameCube has Mario games you would love to play.
I can honestly say this, though. If Nintendo didn't brand themselves as a family system, they would probably win every console war.
They might not ever win the console war, but they will never lose it just because of all their franchise players. Because all they got to do every system is remake all their dudes' games.
I think they have given up on the Wii U, though.
I don't think so.
That didn't sell as well as I think they thought it would.
I'll watch. When the price comes down in like a year or two, I bet they'll sell a lot more copies because that's what a lot of people do.
Do you think Nintendo
systems.
Could survive if they just sold handheld systems?
Yeah, I think they could, yeah.
Because the Nintendo DS...
Like, you know how many people buy Pokemon?
Yeah, I mean...
A lot.
Look at the top 10 best-selling systems of all time. Three of the top 10 are Nintendo handheld systems. The Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy, and Nintendo DS. Like, they could fucking win it.
They could stop making console systems and sell, which would really be really damn sad, and like do what Sega did and have like Sonic on like a PlayStation game and like freaking Zelda on Xbox and Mario on PlayStation. They could do that and they would still make so much money off their handheld systems, but yeah. I hope I never see that. I never want to see a Mario on PlayStation or Xbox.
I honestly want one day there to be a big crossover Super Smash Brothers with Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. Only sold on Nintendo, though, where it has, like, Master Chief in it. It has, like, Snake from Metal Gear Solid, or it has Crash Bandicoot, and they're in...
Well, Snake's already Snake's on the Super Smash.
But they have, like, Crash Bandicoot or Jack and Dexter, like, in the Super Smash Bros. Could you imagine, like, if someone would do, like, Master Chief versus Snake?
I mean, that would be badass, but I don't think it would ever happen.
Or Master Chief versus Metroid.
That'd be cool. Oh, and another 64 game I didn't even think about. Freaking all the Zelda games. Majora's Mask was pretty cool. I liked it. But Ocarina of Time, man.
Ocarina of Time is the greatest. God.
It is like one of the best video games ever made, ever.
You have
period.
No idea how badly I want to go up to replays now and buy a Nintendo 64.
They have a freaking... Ocarina of Time came out on like the 3DS handheld system now.
Yeah.
And apparently it's like badass. It's like the same game but like updated graphics. And I want to buy like a $200 Game Boy just to play it.
You know one of my favorite things to do when I was a kid?
I don't know.
Go to the EB Games and just get dropped off at EB Games for like 2 hours and just stand there playing video games.
Oh, dude, I would go to the mall. I would get dropped off at the mall, Wolf Chase.
Yeah.
Go to the game store there. And then freaking walk across the street to Best Buy and look at all the games there. Just, man.
And Xbox has brought that idea back. You know, GameStop still does it sometimes. Like, sometimes the systems will be on, sometimes they won't be. Best Buy has thankfully brought it back where they'll have, like, a PS4 hooked up or an Xbox One hooked up or a Nintendo Wii U hooked up or the handhelds. And you play demos, and they don't bother you. They don't sit there and go, oh, they're not going to do anything. Because they're like, well, someone's enjoying it. I've taken a teenager that I used to mentor. I took him there a couple times, and we'd play video games together because I couldn't bring... Because legally, I couldn't take him to my house, and I couldn't go to his cottage to play video games with him. So we'd go to Best Buy play video games. Fun as shit ever.
Man.
There is nothing in this world better than video games.
Really not.
I love them.
Nintendo 64. Fuck, man. How good was that system? Damn, looking back at it. Holy shit.
Man.
I could do a fucking 5 more podcasts just about freaking games for Nintendo 64.
All right. Let's do that. On the next, not the next podcast, but we come back after the Christmas pod, we'll do top Nintendo games.
Oh, man.
You want to do that?
Like top Nintendo franchises or games?
Which would you rather do?
I'm not sure.
Let's talk about it afterwards, and we'll just surprise the listeners.
All right,
so you have that to look forward to, but also don't forget, we have the Christmas episode coming up. It's the annual Christmas episode. This year we're going to be doing most overrated and underrated things about Christmas. So we hope you all tune in for that. And for Down with Lucha Libre, I am Todd Suliano.
I'm Jesse Matthews, and I'm going home and downloading an N64 emulator.
Yes, we are. Uh-oh. There we go.